97.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Police in Israel are describing a deadly truck crash near Tel Aviv as a suspected terror attack. Dozens of people killed. Chief Superintendent Marit Ben-Mayor of the Israeli police.
The driver is an Israeli Arab, so we take it also into consideration.
Israeli military personnel working at some of the military bases around the bus stop are among the injured. 9 days until Election Day, but many don't want to wait. More than 40 million Americans have voted early so far. Over 19 million in person, close to 21 million by mail. Our latest ABC News Ipsos poll showing Kamala Harris has regained a slight lead among likely voters nationally, 49% to 47%. In the murder trial of Richard Allen, accused of killing two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana, back in 2017, the sheriff testifying that Allen himself went to police 3 days after the murders, but he fell in the cracks for years, leaving him hiding in plain sight. He claims he's innocent. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Savannah Tome Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kiwanee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kiwanee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose to Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, Wisconsin led 10-7 at the half, but number 3 ranked Penn State came back to win 28-13 last night in Madison. Wisconsin falls to 5-3. Penn State remains undefeated at 7-0. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, it's a good football team. You know, our objective was to get the thing to the fourth quarter play, put ourselves in position, and we did that, and then we didn't execute in the fourth quarter. And in some ways, the things that we pride ourselves in, the body blow, That take a toll, maybe got us in the fourth quarter, but there was no lack of fight. There's things we got to do better, that we got to create some turnovers defensively, and then we got to find ways to capitalize on the big plays we do make on offense.
NBA Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. crashed his car into a Yankee Hill apartment yesterday in downtown Milwaukee. No one was hurt. Jackson expected to be with the team in New York when they play the Nets tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday sunshine. Highs in the lower 60s, a south wind up to 15 miles per hour, perhaps a little stronger. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows near 40. On Monday, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, breezy, and highs in the upper 60s. Currently 38 degrees.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Dude in the ad council.
Of the stars is on the air. Welcome back. WRJN AM and FM. Legend of the Antonia Grazza. Anchorage, the largest city in Alaska. Right at the end of the inlet, the chief shipping and receiving port for all of Alaska. Due to its central southern location, hundreds of ships maneuver through the area in a month. One of the most used ports in the area. And it was near there, high in the Arctic Ocean, that the derelict Antonia Grazza was discovered. Rusted, weather-ravaged. Oh, at one time, the epitome of fine traveling. A gross tonnage of 29,100 tons. 697 feet long. Three decks. 320 cabin class. The Music of the Stars with the legend. Right from the beginning, the salvage ship Arctic Warrior reported that there was something not quite right about the wreck. Walking the decks, as well as now, was described as exploring a flooded metal tomb. The Music of the Stars with the legend of the Antonia Grazza, but in her day, what a way to travel. And then she vanished. But when she was still alive and on the radar screens, there was something magic about that ship. And in the legend, we had Francesca Rotondini.
senza fine, tu trascini la nostra vita, senza un attimo di respiro per sognare, per poter ricordare ciò che abbiamo già vissuto senza fine. Tu sei un attimo senza fine. Non hai ieri, non hai domani, tutto è ormai nelle tue mani, mani grandi, mani senza fine. Non mi importa della luna, non mi importa delle stelle. Quanto voglio avere senza fine. La la la, senza fine.
And then she vanished, the Antonia Grazza. Investigators resolved that he had sank. But a salvage crew found her adrift in the Bering Strait. Could it be claimed by anybody who brought it to port? Well, a salvage crew set out. But she is sinking.
Was a phantom ship, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. 'Twas doomed to sail upon an endless trip, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. No crew and no skipper to guide her, she sailed on a right even keel. Old sea dogs would swear that the devil was there with his hand at the wheel. Hark to the tale, me lad. Hark back to a sailor's tale. The Flying Dutchman roamed the foamy seas, ahoy, 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 ahoy. From Madagascar to the East Indies, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. 'Tis said when a gale was a-blowing, the sea phantom hove into view. Then over the gale came the blood-curdling wail of the doomed phantom crew. Hark to a tale, me lads, hark to a sailor's tale. Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy! The Flying Dutchman was a happy craft, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. Until one stormy night the devil laughed, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. The skipper played dice with old Satan, his ship and his crew were the cost. He picked up the dice with his soul as his price, then he tossed and he lost. The Flying Dutchman was a phantom ship, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. And to this day it sails an endless trip, ahoy, 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 ahoy.
New York City to London. I was always afraid to go by airplane. Air flight always made me sick. So I would always travel by boat. Ah, yes. The many boat rides I took. I can remember all of them now. And I met many people on these boat rides. Every once in a while, I would meet a friend. And I can remember one especially whose name was Cowley. He and I both suffered from the same thing, insomnia. We couldn't sleep at night. And so we would while away the time playing billiards in the ship's billiard room. And it was on such a night as this that something happened. All of a sudden, the ship gave a start. I don't know what happened. Maybe it had hit a mine unreclaimed from the Second World War. The ship jiggled. Cowley was worried. He had fallen on the floor, and he picked himself up and sat himself in a chair on one side of the room, and I sat on the other side. "Do you think they'll send people to rescue us?" he said. I don't know. They probably will. "But when? When will it be?" "I don't know, I don't know." The lights flickered and grew dim again, and this time, the lights went out. Now we were in complete darkness. But here in this room, we had a pocket of trapped air. How long it would last, I don't know. A day, a week, a month? That was asking too much. "When will they come?" asked Cowley again. I don't know when they'll come. Will they come? I don't know that either. But they...
Oh, Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late. We should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late.
Of the star from the Poseidon Adventure. The latest is they're going to remake The Creature from the Black Lagoon. As soon as they find enough rubber for the new suit, it's got to look real, you know. Thank you.
We begin with a picture promoted in posters with the tagline, "Not since the beginning of time has the world beheld terror like this." From 1954, Richard Carlson and Julie Adams star in one of the last great monster movies from Universal Studios, Creature from the Black Lagoon. It seems unnecessary to say Creature from the Black Lagoon is just a guy in a rubber suit. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. And they knew it when they went to the theater in the winter of 1954. Here's the setup. A scientific expedition heads up the Amazon River to a place called the Black Lagoon, where they find, you know, a creature. Their entire journey is filled with ominous signs. The film is laden with a heavy mist, eerie jungle sounds, and some chilling and oft-repeated music from a young composer, by the way, named Henry Mancini. He went uncredited. It's hard to believe Creature from the Black Lagoon was partially shot in the Clear Springs of Florida. The movie debuted in 3D, as did the previous year's sci-fi hit from Universal. It came from outer space. You'll realize this as the creature swims right at you underwater. Still a bit unnerving, even in two dimensions. Jack Arnold, the king of 50s Universal sci-fi, directed both films. 3 years later, he made his most notable picture, The Incredible Shrinking Man. This one is from 1954, also with Richard Denning and sci-fi's favorite scientist, Whit Bissell. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I was stuck to this creature like an old harpoon, but he fled, leaving me a broken heart. How I loved to caress him when I thought he cared. I pressed my fingers to his scaly hide, but he gave up the happiness we might have shared. And in fin, treading water side by side, oh, I'll never forget. We were splashing along while the band played our song. My water wings were filled with love for him. When upon this slimy bounder spied a young flirtatious flounder and left me there to sink or swim. How I pine for the creature from the Black Lagoon. Though his return is but a futile wish, and I'm left with the echo of our favorite tune, and the faintly lingering fragrance of fish. The eel, the heel, the trout, the lout, the cod, the clod, the creature from the Black Lagoon. The fireflies gleam, reflects in the stream. They sparkle and shimmer star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the tree float on the ripples. We're deep in a spell of nightingale's tale of roses and dew. The memory this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you.
The music of the stars on WRJN.
Drip, drip, drip.
Waterloo, she swims all the channels. Waterloo, she swims in red flannels. She dives like an otter, takes the water like a blotter. Waterloo.
Drip, drip, drip.
Well, I paddle up to see her every Sunday morning in my old canoe. And when I paddle home again on Sunday evening, I know I've met my Waterloo. Oh, Waterloo, she lives with the fishes. Waterloo, her kiss is delicious. I love her with passion, but she's always busy splashing. Waterloo.
Rip, rip, rip.
Dray up, dray up, dray up.
See her every Sunday morning in my old canoe. And when I paddle home again on Sunday evening, I know I've met my Waterloo. Oh, Waterloo, she drinks only water. Waterloo, that other stuff got her. Her knees started sagging, now she's on the water wagon. Waterloo.
Trip, trip, trip.
Thank you.
Henry Mancini wrote the themes, uncredited, for The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Here it is. Hank Mancini's job for Universal was to look for music in their files that they could use for these B-movies. Until finally they recognized his achievements and gave him a job for a little new TV series to be called Peter Gunn. The music of Mancini for Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Are you one of the frightened? Have you ever tried to run away from something? You do everything in your power to put something off, defeat the hand of fate, and then it happens anyway. Oh, you must know what I mean. Surely in your own lifetime you've tried to avoid someone or something, only to have destiny come upon you as inexorably as the grave approaches us. Draw your chair closer to the fire. No, 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 don't draw away. That's a mistake. I'll show you why. Have you ever heard the incredible tale of Vashtu Singh? He was a Hindu manservant, and what happened to him in India a long time ago is something no living soul can afford to ignore. So listen closely. Ugly vultures wheeled through the summer sky that day, and the people of the village bowed their heads towards Mecca. It was a time of the plague and starvation, and the streets were filled with the wasted bodies of death. Something hung like a pall in the air, something poised to strike. But there was only prayer to comfort the sick. The wants of the house had been many, and the master had sent his trusted servant Vashtu Singh into the village to stock up on food and supplies for the coming week. The sands in the glass had shifted many times over, and the master was impatient for the return of Vashtu Singh. But he was not prepared for the sight of his manservant rushing into the house, his turban awry, his eyes wild and unreasoning. A flurry of frightened words bubbled on Vashtu Singh's lips. The master quieted him down and asked to hear what had occurred. "Master," pleaded Vashtu Singh, "I was in the marketplace to buy food, and I saw death. He looked right at me. Master, you must give me your fastest horse, and I will ride to Samara to escape my fate." The master listened, and knowing the ways of the Hindu, gave Vashtu the horse he needed and bade him flee at all possible speed. But after the servant had gone, the master's curiosity got the better of him. Garbing himself in a flowing burnous, he went out into the stable, mounted a horse, and rode into the village. The marketplace was teeming with life and hoarse cries of vendor urging sales to the passerby, but the master saw death standing at the middle of the crowd. The master drew abreast of him and dismounted. Death saw him coming and waited, the blackness of his robes offset by the deadly wax of his features. But the master was not afraid of death. He was angry at the loss of his favorite servant. "See here," he demanded angrily. "What the devil do you mean by frightening my manservant like that? Now he's gone off and it's all your fault." The utter surprise on the white face of Death was unmistakably genuine. "I'm sorry," he said in a flat, sepulchral tone. "I myself was very startled to see Vashtu Singh here in the marketplace. You see, I have an appointment with him tomorrow in Samara. So you see how it is. Vashtu Singh, like so many of us, tried to run away from his destiny, only to run right into it. Are you feeling cold? Well, draw closer to the fire. There now. Isn't that better? And remember, please don't be late for our appointment tomorrow. You know how I hate to wait. And I'll catch up with you eventually."
Wednesday night, I got a telephone call. They were having a monster movie ball. The boy said, "Man, if you're feeling brave, hurry on out to the Coconut Grave. 12 o'clock, we're all gonna rock at the monster movie ball." Well, I went to that party and I must declare, there was beans and monsters everywhere. The zombies all wore ponytails. You should have heard those werewolves wail. Every girl was out of this world at the monster movie ball. Well, I saw the creature from the Black Lagoon. The Phantom of the Opera was swinging a tune. Vampira winked her evil eye as Frankenstein came dancing by. Dracula did the cha-cha-cha at the monster movie ball. Dr. Jekyll was there with his blue suede shoes. Quasimodo was singing the blues. The shrinking man had a short, short song. The invisible man was real gone. What a thrill, they were dressed to kill at the monster movie ball.
house of wax. Mighty Joe Young played a honky sax. The witch doctor got up and sang. Ooh, ee, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Peter Lorre was late, digging up a date for the monster movie ball. Oh, the band was playing Don't Be Cruel. A mummy was dancing with a real cool ghoul. The thing was there from outer space. Hurry, bop, Danny, hopped all over the place. I saw a mole doing the stroll at the monster movie ball. When the blitz of my soul, it was really weird. Well, they danced all night till the sun appeared. Man alive, they surely beat. Every monster there was dead on his feet. What a thrill, it haunts me still. The monster movie ball.
Morty, is this the big show?
This is the big show.
This is the big show. And in addition to that, it's a dark and stormy night, and all over New York City, bizarrely costumed juveniles are demanding everything they can get from residents and tourists. Pretty much like any other night here in New York City. But yes, it's Halloween, and tonight, as a public service, we are going to show you some of the new and popular costumes kids will be wearing tonight. Let's walk now to the Letterman living room. It's right back here. Join me, won't you? Walk this way. We're going to be... Finally, this is my brand new New York City apartment. It's finally done, Paul. What do you think?
Oh, it's great. I love what you've done with the place.
Thank you very much. All right, let's wait for the first little... My gosh, there's the bell. Let's see who... Hi, come on in. Well, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. It's big, it's spicy, it's America's favorite meat snack, the Slim Jim. Hi, honey, how are you? Let's see, for you we have a container of contact lens solution. There you go. Enjoy that. Thank you very much. Happy
Come
Halloween.
Come on to my house, in my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, in my house. I'm gonna give you apple and plum and an apricot. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you everything.
Hi, are you in there? You know what we have for you is some pâté. Do you like pâté? All right, let me scoop you up some. Turn loose of the bag there. We have it over here.
Christmas tree. Come on, come on, come on to my house. I'm gonna give you a pomegranate. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you peach and pear, and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you everything. Come on, come on to my house.
Hi, come on in. Nice to see you. How are you? You know, ladies and gentlemen, safety-conscious youngsters love wearing this costume. It's a person receiving the Heimlich maneuver. Okay. And here for you, son, we have a lovely garlic press. I hope you enjoy that. Be careful now, trick-or-treating. Happy Halloween.
I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, my house. I'm gonna give you apple and plum and an apricot too. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house. I'm gonna give you everything.
Gotta get to your house. Big brown eyes, pretty pink dress. Get to your eyes, house. Big brown hair, pretty pink eyes, dress. Gotta get to your house. Your pink house. She ain't home.
Trick or treat, trick or treat for Halloween. Better give a treat that's good to eat if you want to keep life serene. Trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat the whole night through. Little scalawags with fiendish gags can make it tough on you. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, better not be stingy or your nightmare will come true. Trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat for Halloween. When the pumpkin shells cast evil spells, your little white house turns green. Your little white house turns green. Your little white house turns green. Every post is a ghost if you got a witch's brew. And if you want your gate to circulate, oh ho,
we can do that too.
Trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat, trick or treat for Halloween. When ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, you better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring your bell or pound your door, better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true.
Boom.
Had a mask like a bird.
Circulation again. Tell me, my dear, are the bats out tonight? Let's forget them while we have a bite, for I only have eyes.
Shroud number 9, for I only have eyes for you.
This is a special kind of a moment. I'd like to sink my teeth into. Zombies go by, but their heads disappear from you. 'Cause I just want a neck.
Oh, I just want a neck.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.